Welcome to the Cannabis Therapy Podcast. I'm your host, Earl Carruthers, and I have been a serial cannapreneur in the growing, processing, and retail space for over 8 years. And we are here to learn together to get a well-balanced understanding of cannabis and cannabis products. Tune in every week for quality cannabis education for your canna inspiration. Boom, 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 boom. Give me the live signal. Bam! I'm on live. There we go. Hello, 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 and what up, though? Welcome to the Cannabis Therapy Podcast Show. I am your host, Earl, and we're going to be talking about all things cannabis, whether cannabis products, whether it's cannabis history. We get into the therapeutic effects of cannabis. We get into the education about cannabis. We're talking about the advocacy of cannabis. Also, we can have a well-balanced understanding about cannabis to help avoid uncomfortable experiences. And we all have some stories about cannabis where we got a little uncomfortable. And we kind of want to avoid that so that we could help eliminate and erase this stigma that still stains from this war on weed. So, yes, this is the Cannabis Therapy Podcast Show. I'm your host, Earl, and we're going to be talking about blunts versus joints today. This is a live show, and by all means, if you've got questions, this is totally interactive. I have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guest I'm about to introduce in a second. But this is our cannabis therapy series. We have different series. We either talk about the history of cannabis. We get into how to grow. We get into some of the make your own products. We get into the science of cannabis as well. But this is more of a cannabis like 101. We want to get into take a step back and let's really have a conversation on what's the difference is between blunts versus joints. I said blunts, not butts. I think I did. So blunts versus joints is what we're going to talk about today. And please, in the comments, if you like one or the other, I want to get a little tally here as to who likes joints more, who likes blunts more. What is your forte? Blunts or joints? There we go. So let me introduce our guest. We have Mindy Galloway. Yes, Mindy Galloway. She is known for, I should have asked to pronounce the name, but I got this. Kimia. I said, all right, I had it. Kimia is a woman-owned and led manufacturing company in Sacramento, California that is focused on reviving cannabis artistry and preserving cannabis history. That's love. The art of cannabis and the history of cannabis. All three women founders have been industry advocates and leaders for over 8 years. So these are not some Jenny come latelys. They've been part of the gang for a little bit. Yes, Mindy Galloway. And also one of the big accomplishments, they have a nice YouTube show. They interview some guests live, and it's called the Mindy and Mandy Show. And you can check it out. It's about health and wellness as well. And I'm going to ask her a couple questions about that some more live on air. Something that is very impressive about Mindy is that she's featured in a Sacramento magazine and Ever Cannabis Magazine for Women in Cannabis articles. Yes, that's love. So without any further ado, let me bring on Mindy Galloway. What's up, Mindy?
Hey, how's it going, everyone? Thanks, Earl, for having me on your show. I value everything that you do and everything that's here. And so I'm here to connect and talk and just have a fun time tonight. So
I love it. Now, did I get the name right? Is it Kimia? Did I say that right?
Yeah, I say it Kimia. It's the root word in like ancient Arabic and Greek of chemistry and alchemy. So it's Transmutation of the plant, and the Mia means my, so it's also my chemistry. So how the plant works within our own chemistries in our bodies to help us come to this connection with the earth and in balance.
That's dope. Now, It's a woman-led manufacturing company. Can you give us a little insights as to what that looks like?
Yeah, so there's women leadership in our company, and it's not specifically on purpose. We don't say like you can only be in our company if you're a woman. But what we do is we have our core values and what we do and how we run our company. And one thing I do as the leader of the company is make really good decisions in terms of the culture, what we bring to the table, and how we run our business. And sometimes that means running in the business in a different way. And that's really what I want to inspire, right, through the brand and through what I do. And one of the ways I do that is this idea of leadership versus hierarchy, right? Like, we've come to a place where businesses are run in certain ways and the world is run a certain way. And we kind of live like rats in a cage, and we're not valued, and it's not process oriented. And so we want to change that, right? Like, we want to create things that change the way that the system is created and is run. And so when you look at stewardship versus hierarchy, it gives value to everybody that's in the company. Right? Like, if you're maybe not doing good in that position, are you properly trained? Is the process correctly? No man left behind, no man or woman left behind, right? Like, let's lift each other up and try to get each other to the point where we can be successful as a whole and look at everybody and their value and what they bring to the table. So it's just a little snippet of like one of the things that, you know, like we do as a leadership company. Now, it's heart-centered leadership. And I think that, you know, women, I've learned that from the women that are in my company. And so that's something that we continue on. And then, you know, cannabis being a female plant in general and not really having a community, right? There's a big kind of community within, and every community is good. I think community solves every answer that you can, but you have like a really big, like, kind of, you know, rap community when it comes to the cannabis industry and like this type of community. And we wanted to create a community for women. So products made by women for women, not to disclude anybody, but just to have a brave place to be able to reduce stigma, ask questions, give the education in somewhere that's comfortable for people to go and find that.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Hello, Miss G out there. We got Miss G said hello in the comments. Hello, hello to you as well. I love it. I love it. Now, when it says manufacturing, and before, after this, we're going to jump right to the content about blunts and joints. When it says manufacturing, like, are you actually helping consult or teach on the manufacturing of certain products to keep the cannabis revived, or how does that work?
Yeah. So the mission, right, is reviving or preserving cannabis history, reviving cannabis artistry. So when we started our company as a manufacturing company, we looked at the different people. There was a whole, just to kind of sum it up a little bit, in California, there was a whole Prop 215 where people made their own products, and it was like a collective. And people would grow, and then people would make products, and you would sell to the dispensaries. Yeah. When it became more commercialized, a lot of the people fell off, because it's like, you have to have a building, you have to have this licensing, you have to have, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. So we started the company more to bring all those people together. So we have legacy manufacturers with their formulas. They come on our team. We create products at our facility ourselves, and then we sell our products to different dispensaries throughout California. And then we're looking to, you know, work with other states too, to be able to bring our products to other states. So hopefully we'll be getting our products out to your state sometime in the future. Yeah.
I love it. That's dope. That's dope. And I'm sure there's a lot of ups and downs. I'm getting to that. I'm sure you got a background of the evolving regulations and changes and laws and all that jazz. Yeah. But first and foremost, I know some of you guys are here for the content and want to learn about this. Blunts versus joints. And again, this is last show. Let me know if you like blunts or joints. Which one is your preference out there? Is it a blunt? Is it a joint? Is it a combination of both? I guess you would call that a bloint or a junt. I don't know. We can go from there. But some of the things I want to talk about, Mindy. You know, I want to get into your insight from your history of being in cannabis, the differences to you between the blunt versus joint. I want to get into the health. What do you think is healthier, joints or blunts? I want to get into which one gives you a quicker onset, or you can feel the effects more, aka you can get more high from. And then let's get to some of the basics, maybe some questions about blunts versus joints that are the most frequently asked questions. Is that cool?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. So that's first and foremost. I mean, there's different ways to consume. Is blunts and joints, are these fading away to you, or this is always going to be part of the culture of cannabis?
It's always going to be part of the culture of cannabis, you know, when you decide, and but especially the social aspect, right? We sit in a circle and we smoke our joint or our blunt, and we break up the the flower ourselves. It's an experience. It's a right. whole process. So I don't think it's going to go away. I do see a lot more convenience, like already pre-rolled, already made pre-rolls at the dispensary that people like to buy, that they don't have to roll it up themselves, but it's still the same concept, right? They're still utilizing it in the same way. They just don't have to do the work.
And I'm a light up a joint as we go, just because it's the theme of the show. So I'm gonna keep this going. I got my blunt over here on the side. I got my joint. So I'm gonna partake in both. And at the end of it, we're gonna see which one we like more. Cool. Now, what makes a blunt unique versus a joint?
Well, the tobacco for the blunt makes it different. And then also the size, right? Like you can visually okay. see the size difference between the two. But it does give an added component, which is the nicotine, right? The nicotine yeah. from the tobacco. And what that does is it gives more of an energy boost. So I personally, right, like I go through different phases of in different settings. If I'm in a social setting, I might smoke a blunt because it's going to give me a little bit more energy. I'm going to get in that conversation. Things are going to flow. And when I'm at home and I'm like going to bed at night, I'm going to light up a joint and then mellow out a little bit and have like a nightcap before I go to bed.
That's what's up. So it sounds like the paper, because you mentioned one has tobacco. Mm-hmm. More is like a cigar, like, and then the joints is more like paper, like. So it's really, if someone's talking about, I got a joint, I got a blunt, and there's a lot of newbies. Still, I know to us, you know, blunt joint seems like, oh, of course, blunt joints. But there's people who are, you know, brand new to this. But the main difference, would you say, would be the wrap? Would that be the big difference?
Yeah. Thanks for the breakdown. Okay. There's a couple different things, and then also alternatives. Right. Mm-hmm. To it. So you have the joint, which is made of you could get a hemp paper, rice paper. I personally like rice papers because, you know, each one of the papers also has a little bit of a different taste to it, too. And with the joint, you can actually taste the flower a little bit more because it doesn't have that extra material on it. So if you really like the taste of flower, a joint's going to be really good for you. And then with the blunt, it's, you know, processed tobacco in the wrap. So usually you get it in a cigar, then you can break it open, take the tobacco out, and then just roll up your weed within the paper. Or, you know, they have it where it's like a wrap by itself. Yeah. In the tobacco. And then they also have alternatives where they have hemp wraps. Like you'll go to your local head shops or pipe stores and you'll see the hemp wraps. So those aren't made with tobacco, but it's a similar idea where you're having the thicker paper and then you're rolling it within that material.
That's dope. You mentioned earlier about how the tobacco in a blunt may affect the smoke a little difference. You mentioned it kind of more of an upper. So you think, is that what you experience? Because sometimes the goal, I think, is to take it out, but there's still some left over and you can kind of taste that. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, in the paper itself, it's a tobacco leaf, right? So tobacco is in the paper itself. So even taking out the tobacco from the inside of the cigar, you're still off the tobacco leaf, and that gives just that little boost of that nicotine that kind of stays with you. It's just my personal experience. So I don't know exactly all the tracking between why it makes you feel all that burst of energy, but I do believe it's the nicotine. And then the way that cannabis is, it enhances that effect, right? Because you're utilizing it, and then you get a different sort of feeling when you're smoking a blunt. And that gives you a little bit more energy, a little bit more pep in your step.
That's what's up. Because actually, one of my other questions, I was wondering if you can have a tobacco-free blunt, but technically it's a tobacco leaf. So it really just can't be tobacco-free, huh?
Yeah. Well, the alternative is like the hemp wraps, right? Like that's a tobacco-free version. In California, they actually don't let me as a manufacturer create a tobacco version of a blunt. So we get kind of creative. So we do hemp, and then my company actually makes a rose petal pre-roll, which has some of the same effects, but it's a joint and then it's wrapped in rose petals. So feeling. So if you never experienced that, that's something completely new.
That's what's up. That's almost like those canagars too. You can wrap them in different leaves, different things like that. Now, are the sizes, I mean, typically the blunt is supposed to be typically, when you say blunt, it's usually bigger than a joint, but are they, is that the average nowadays, or are blunts or joints now picked up to be the same size as blunts?
Yeah, I think, you know, it depends on your preference. They do have really, they have these king size joint wraps
right.
in the stores. It's wild. People put a whole bunch into it. But I think normal size is about a gram, you know, in a joint. And it tends to be smaller than a blunt because in order to have the ratio, right, a tobacco leaf and flower, to make sure you're not just tasting all tobacco leaf, you kind of want to put some more in there so that it balances out the paper itself.
Yeah, I have a friend who smokes the backwoods, and he literally puts like an eighth in it.
You got to put an eighth in there. Eighth in there, or else it's going to be a little, like, in my experience, it's harsh. Right. I'm like, I got to put more flour in there.
Like, dang, that's a whole eighth, though, right? Just right there. Now, is there... In your opinion, which one's easier to roll? We're not saying with cones. Of course, with joints, you can do cones. But if you're rolling a blunt or you're rolling a joint, which one you think takes more expertise?
Everybody's different. Personally, for me, I feel like blunts are easier for me to roll. It's what, when I started smoking, it's what I used to smoke predominantly. So I just had a lot of practice with it. I think practice makes perfect for everything. But things may make it easier for other people. Even joints, they have little machines, handheld machines that help you roll joints. They have cones. Yeah. For me, the blunts tend to be a little bit easier because the paper is kind of thin, you know, so you're rolling it. And if you don't have a good hold on it, blunt, the tobacco leaf is a little bit more sturdy. So okay. I just want to go from one side to the next side.
Now, do you use those rollers? Like for blunts, it's probably, is there like a blunt roller? Like there's like a joint roller?
No, I haven't seen a blunt roller. I've only seen the joint ones. They're a little bit smaller, but...
Yeah. It's all good. It's good. Now, is there anything some of the top things about blunts that people like? Is it, you know, is it burn fast, burn slow? Like, why do people kind of prefer blunts?
And you know how I mentioned, like when I started smoking, it was predominantly blunts. It was a very social thing for me. Yeah. I don't drink. I've never been a drinker. It just doesn't react with my body well. And so I've always leaned more towards smoking, and I'd always been the opposite, right? Everybody get really social and talkative when they drink. I get real social and talkative when I smoke. it's my thing. And the blunts for me, so when we started, right, it was more of a collective thing. Everybody had five on it, and you would collect everybody's money, and then you would get a bag, and then roll it up in a blunt, and then that blunt would go around the circle, and then it would keep going for a while. And that's what I love about cannabis in general and the community, is that we talk story. Yeah. Right? Like, I think a lot of the things in our society, it moves us away from the people and the peoplehood and what that really means. And when we sit in circle and we're in an elevated state and we get these kind of ideas and our imagination goes and we get creative, and when we can talk to other people, and you could do this with a joint too, but you know, like with something that's slower burning, that's a really good experience that you're in, right? And then you just keep it flowing like that.
Yeah, almost you get to savor the moment a little more, huh? With the joint.
Yeah, because we talk about, like, you know, like we are altering our state of consciousness, and cannabis isn't a thing, and it's not just a business for me. You know, like, I'm in the business of cannabis, but that's not why I do this. You know, I do it for the whole experience that comes with just plant healing in general. So,
Yeah, I agree. I think I did honestly get into the business of it to make money at first, just seeing the idea, but I stayed in it through all the ups and downs for the movement. You know, it was, yeah. it became a lot more than that. It actually brings purpose. I agree. I like mm-hmm. it. I like that. Now, when you're smoking a blunt, and I'm sure you have used joints too, would you say that can you get higher from a blunt, or is it more because it's just more in there? Is there anything about a blunt that gives you more of a effect?
Yeah, well, kind of same thing with that. What we're talking about with the nicotine, the added nicotine, and then whatever effect, right? Like a tobacco is going to give you in general. Yeah. Like tobacco is also plant medicine, right? So if you think about it, like generations ago, and still to this day, in very many cultures, it's a sacred plant. And the health factor comes in when they add the chemicals and the different things and the processing of that tobacco. Yeah. But that tobacco also provides medicine, right? So it's like a little bit of a added feeling, because you're mixing two different plants together in one to get that effect. So I think it does feel different.
Okay.
It might be different for everybody, but I do feel, for me, like I said, like more energy, more kind of social feel to it. But to your point of, is it healthier? I don't, like, you know, obviously a joint is going to be more healthier for people.
Because it doesn't have the tobacco. It's
pretty much the processed tobacco. Yeah, the chemicals in it. If it was like pure, it'd be maybe a different story. I had to do more research, but the way that most blunt wraps are now, right, has a lot of chemicals in it.
I agree, especially all these different flavors and all that jazz. But I get it. I get it. But, you know, to Easter on. Now let's go on to joints, though. I'm going to some joints now. What classify, you mentioned some things earlier more about papers. So what mm-hmm. classifies a joint versus a blunt? And maybe it's tobacco, but
what do you think? Yeah, I think it's the material that you're smoking, and whether it be, the tobacco in general, or just the thickness, right? Normally joint papers are thinner. So it does, like I said, enhance the taste of the flower. Like if you really wanted to taste, and we call them the terpenes, right? The oils and the flavor of that flower. And then a joint is a really good way to go, because the thicker paper in a blunt does mask some of that too. It can enhance it in a different way, right? You're getting a different taste to it, but it's the combination of the two that you're tasting. Versus with a thinner paper, you're tasting the paper a little bit. And that's why I like rice papers, because I believe that they're the thinnest. Some of the hemp papers tend to be a little bit thicker. But I think the joints is, that thinner paper that, helps you, have that certain taste and just the experience of the flower itself.
I love it. So if you're really trying to be a connoisseur and you're trying mm-hmm. to get the most out of the flower, the best way to actually probably consume it, if you're going for that, would be more of a joint paper.
Oh yeah. If you went and bought a $60 eighth from the dispensary and you did it because it was some really nice smelling terpene rich flower, then you might want to put that in a joint. You feel me?
Don't throw that $6 eighth in the backwood, huh?
No.
That's what's up. What's up though, smoking and cooking? I see you out there saying what's up. I appreciate that, brother. I'm always alive. Yeah, we're talking about blunts and joints. Let me know what you like. What is your preference? Blunts or joints? Maybe it's on different occasions, by all means. Or if you got any questions, let us know as well. But we're going to continue this conversation. I am loving this mm-hmm. conversation. Now, with joints, how have they evolved over the years? I mean, you look at back in the day, the Cheech and Chong movies, or just the little pieces of paper, people trying to, even spliffs back in the day, mm-hmm. where they actually intentionally mix the tobacco and actually weed. So how have they evolved to you? Like, you just mentioned rose petals. I mean, geez.
Yeah, the joints is old school, it's old school back in the 70s and people were rolling up. I was not alive back then, but we all know about it and everything that happened during that time. But So a lot of people in the who are older, I see they really like the joints specifically. And I think through the time has evolved in a way where, like you can see in the picture, people are using like crutches, which is this really rolled up little piece of paper. It's not filters. I have seen people try to do that, and that's nasty. You don't put a cigarette filter on your weed pre-roll. It's gross. But they have like little piece of paper that they roll up so that the flower doesn't get in, you know, you don't inhale it through and get a whole bunch of crumbs
right
through that joint. And then, you know, the different sizes we've seen, normally joints were just that one and a quarter size, not general size. And now you see these big cones. The cones make it really easy too. It's like a pre-filled one. I actually got one here, but it's just empty, and then it's shaped already, and then you just pack it. So people that don't really know how to roll joints, that's a really good alternative. Things that make it easier for people, right? I've mentioned those rolling, the hand rolled for your joints. It's like just a little tiny, like a
rolling machine.
And then the different flavors, right? So now you see like different things, like for example, like you're mentioning the rose petal, you know, you're putting different flavors and spins and even designs, right? We all like Instagram. We all like having our fancy pictures of us smoking. So there's different companies that make colored papers. They make all these kinds of things. I've seen them. They have designs of dollar bills. So it's creative, and it's a way, right, for you to have your own experience. And then, you know, you choose what's best for you. And some people just like classic, and some people like all the extra. So
that's what's up. No, things have definitely evolved. We definitely putting some artistry in actually doing joints. Now, what about some pros and cons with joints to you? As far as the burn time, do you like the fact that it's smaller? Is that a good or bad thing, or the flavor? What's some of the pros and cons to you with actual joints?
Yeah, same thing. If you don't, if it's not rolled right, it won't really work that well. Like you have to make sure that the consistency of the flower is ground up really nice, that you have a nice roll, that it's not too loose, or else it just won't function properly. And then it is, you know, obviously smaller. And then the reason why people do those things, right, put the papers in, is because, you know, you can get like little particles that come through, and that's with both, though, I think.
Right, too. Right.
But, you know, it's a pretty solid choice, though, I would say, because especially if you're new, right, like you said, like some people like may never done it. So it's not going to run out and get a pipe, or you're not going to run out and get another device to smoke. It's really convenient, right? Because in this day and age, like what I do is, right, try to reduce stigma. And we're like, hey, try this thing that might really change your life, because I've seen it, right? Like I've lived through all those people and the stories that they come and the things that they find relief from in their life, whether it be, you know, depression, insomnia, anxiety, like all kinds of things that block us from our power and really living our life. You know, like we want to live, like we want to have joy, we want to be free. And so, you know, let yourself like just get that paper from the store and roll up that weed.
Roll up that weed and let your soul glow. I love it. I love it. I love it. Smoking a cookie said the glass twist tip I had a while back was smoking like a broke stove. Huh? That's what's up. That's what's up. I like the glass tips too. It's a little bit smoother, a little bit cleaner. I like it. I like it. I like it. Now, yeah.
Another innovation. But like I said before, you know, if it's not rolled correctly, it's not gonna work. You gotta make sure.
No, that's good. Actually, I want to get into some frequently asked questions about joints versus blunts. And again, if you're out there, we want to know, what do you prefer, joints or blunts? Let us know in the comments which one. We got some votes going on here. Now, with filters, we're talking about filters. Smoking Cooking just mentioned a glass filter. Now, can you add filters to both a joint and a blunt, or only one or the other?
Yeah, I think you add them to both. Like I said, I would never recommend like a cotton filter or whatever they use for cigarettes. But the point, you know, of the paper, when you just roll up the paper and you put it, it's almost like a spiral. It looks like put it in there. It really, you know, like helps not burn your mouth, like not burn yourself, and, and just makes the experience a little bit more, I guess you can say, like the tip is sturdy, so you can pass it around and use it.
Yeah, I have strong fingers, so I tend to always bend the whole thing. Like, I get yelled at, like, what are you doing? I'm like,
why? Yeah.
I work out. I work out my fingers. I don't know.
I was really excited about this, you know.
I got some things on my mind. All right, next question. Do blunts get you more high than joints? I want to hear in the comments. I want to hear what you think. We talked about this a little bit earlier. And I know you mentioned there's probably a reason why you think that blunts get you a little bit higher than joints. To circle back, which one you think, Mindy?
Yeah, well, I would compare it, right? If you're smoking a whole blunt by yourself versus smoking a whole joint by yourself, you're putting the blunts are going to be bigger, so you're going to be, one, you're going to be there for a while, so you got to think of something creative to do.
You're going
to
be there for a while.
You know, get your R supplies out, something. But you know, I definitely think that I would personally have more of an experience if I smoked a whole blunt by myself than if I smoked a joint.
I love it. Yeah, Spoken Cooking said, yeah, what she said. All right, for sure. Mm-hmm. Smash the tip too. Oh, my bad. You silly. Hell yeah. Yeah, the material and size, which is strange though, because I thought, you know, if you're trying to be the kind of, so you're trying to taste, you're trying to get all of the flavonoids, the terpenes, the cannabinoids. Mm-hmm. I guess you would think that you're getting more from a joint, but I get it, the size, but equal to equal. Because of that tobacco, it gives you that different, it can give you that different effect.
Yeah. Well, you're still getting those terpenes, you know, in your body regardless. So even if it's in a blunt versus a joint, right? Like, all those things are still in the flower that you're smoking, but you just don't taste it as much.
Now, we asked earlier about the health, and no, we're not, you know, doctors here. I mean, we did stay at a Holiday Inn at one time, I guess. You know, but just because we talked about, again, blunts come from a tobacco leaf. So that kind of gives joints a little bit more of a heads up or a leg up on being healthier than a blunt. But other than that, you know.
Yeah. You know, I definitely would. And like, everybody has a different thing. So it's like, if you have a condition, if you have asthma, like if your lungs are not working to 100% capacity, like I would not recommend smoking a blunt. Or maybe if it's your first time and you had never smoked a cigarette in your life, and, you know, I probably wouldn't recommend you picking up a blunt and doing that, just because, one, your experience is going to be different. So you're not getting the full cannabis experience. And two, it can be harsh, you know, if you're not used to it, especially if you're rolling up backwards.
Yeah, them backwards get me. I cough every time, man.
Some people are like, I need to try it again.
Oh, man.
Try this do-over.
I don't even take a full inhale when I have a backward. I be looking like I'm just Bill Clinton. I'm not inhaling or something. I don't know. It's all good. All right, now about the cost. You think it's more cost effective for joints or for blunts?
100% for joints. You know, you put a smaller amount in there, and then you can get a pack of joint papers because they're so thin. You know, some people actually spend a lot on blunts. Some of the backwoods are like going for tons of money, but you know, you're getting your blunt up at the store like every day. And so you're, you know, I think that joints are way more cost effective.
I love it. They comment said blunts is like pele leather. That's showing you, that's showing your age, by the way, brother. Pele. Not a lot of people know about pele. The joint is a tank top. That's what's up. I love it. All right, cool. So next one, I would say
that's like good for summer, you know, if you want to cozy up in the winter, you want to.
True. And that leads me to the next thing is like, which one's best for a crowd? And you kind of answered this a lot earlier, but would you say blunts are really the best for the community passing?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it gets to more people, and it also, like I said, has that kind of effect. So people, when you're in the circle, you're going to be a little bit more energetic, and that's a good thing, I think, when you're in a crowd.
No, I agree. And then again, if it's your first time, you have that blind, just beware that it may be a little bit more harsher, or maybe you'll just have your own, maybe just pass both. How about that? If it's a big enough crowd, you should be passing a blunt and a joint at the same time.
Yeah.
No, let's just make that a common 2021 thing, you know?
Or now I would say that what we've been seeing over here, because of all the, you know, cautiousness and all this, you know, making sure that we're healthy and clean, people have been making like half size, just really small pre-rolls. So everybody has their own little pre-roll and they're all just smoking it, but they're still in the circle together.
True. And so I was just said, yeah, Backwoods cost $7 a pack, and two out of the five have a big ass stem. So yeah, joints are definitely more cost effective on that point. Now I actually have a King Palm.
Oh yes, that's a different alternative.
Yes, I guess, is this like a hybrid? Am I in between?
Yeah. I think it just depends on the material, right? The hybrid. So that one specifically, that King Palm, is a banana leaf.
Yeah. So like, is there literally, I don't know if you know this question, I always wanted to ask, are there literally like humans rolling these leaves? Like each one is like just hand rolled? Like, that's wild.
There might be. People make machines for everything nowadays, so there might be a machine for it too. Like that would be the fancy, like you're getting that like connoisseur cigar, right? Like somebody is like hand rolling like the banana leaf into the cigar form. I think that the King Palms might be mass produced, but they do have like the wraps by itself, like the banana wraps that you could just roll yourself too, so you could do it all fancy.
Because I actually used to do hand rolled canigars. Used to mean that's a lot of work, man. Like you take the actual plant fan leaf and like I gotta let it cure for a little bit, because you just can't do it when it's crisp or it's just gonna break. And then to get that thing to stick around there using like the hash oil or the RSO oil to get it to stick and roll some keef on there. I mean, it's great when you smoke it, but man, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, that is one thing too. And the innovation that we didn't really touch on is all the different concentrates that you can add to the pre-rolls and to the blunts and make it like smoke a little bit more heavy or have more concentration. That's for your heavy duty type of smoker. If you are very experienced, then you can put more stuff in there.
I love it. All right, now just wrap up some of the things we talked about. I mean, basically, it comes down to personal preference, right? Personal preference, and then, you know, they both can give you therapeutic effects, but if you're really, really trying to be 100% all cannabis, then joints is pretty much your way to go, would you say?
Yeah, if you want that, like I said, like the old school and that taste and that flavor of the flower, I think joints are a really solid option for that.
And at the end of the day, you're still smoking. There's still combustion. So, you know, the whole health debate is just that. It's a debate. But out of simplicity, I think cones, man, I'm a cone guy, man. I cannot roll. I could do CrossFit. I could do a lot of things, but I cannot roll a joint or a blunt at all. So I am cone all the way.
Yeah, cones are super easy. It's because you like press it and you're too hard on it. So you like while you're rolling it. No, the cones make it really easy for people, I think. It's a simple way, especially people that are new or not used to rolling them. It's convenient, you know, it makes it accessible, and that's what we like, you know, like we don't want to make it hard on people to take. We want to make it easy.
I love it. And then we got coming out there that the perfume lace wraps are nasty as F. It kills any good cannabis. I feel you on that. And then that's my front toe.
Yeah, it's like extra chemicals too. It's like, you don't even need it. just go natural, you know, go, you don't need all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if you're weed, I mean, you must have some pretty shitty weed if you got to hide it with like, like I want to actually taste my stuff, you know?
We're looking for quality. We're looking for, you know, those terpenes, those terps. So that's like, you know, another thing I think a lot of people are moving into is like knowing about different components and like the terpenes of it. Like that's what gives it. People are like, oh, okay, this is like gassy. This is tastes like or smells like lemons, like whatever that is. And those are the things that actually give you the effects.
Different effects,
right? The different effects from it. And so you want to be able to like find those, you know, before you buy or if you can. And what we do is we list, like we test and we list the top three so you can learn and understand like, oh man, like that's why I really like this all the time is because it always has this terpene in it.
I love it. I love it. I love that. I started what is called whatsthetiggity.com. It's a journal for the same reason where you can actually journal how cannabis actually affects you based upon five different moods and five different effects. And either you recommend it or you don't recommend it. So like you said, you can go back and be like, you know what, what was gassy, not just the name, anybody could call anything Gorilla Glue or whatever, but the smell of it, if it was fuel or if it was gassy, that made me, I recommend it for making me sleep better or it helped me more with pain relief, or something's more fruity or something's more floral, like you just said, maybe that made you more happier.
I love that. You know, I think a lot of the marketing, to be completely honest, a lot of it's bullshit, right? Yeah, like they're like, this is gonna make you like do this, this is gonna make you do that. But what we don't have is that information. That's why I say it always comes from the people, starts with the people. So I love that you do that. I think that's super cool.
That's what's up. And the idea was that for the people to kind of get away from, this is indica sativa, fake news. It doesn't tell you how a plant's going to make you feel, okay? It tells you how a plant's going to look, and mostly everything's a hybrid anyway.
Thank you for speaking on it, because it is said, a lot of it is bullshit.
Yeah, like, this is like, man, come on, man, this ain't really cookies. Get out of here, bro.
People rename stuff. This is the truth. You know, like, we're laying it out on the table from the professionals. A lot of people just slap a new name on something and call it whatever.
And then not even that many, we're going on a rant right now because not even that, we talk about the packaging game now. It's all about, they're going on, I mean, you know, buying all this packaging and branding and putting some shitty weed in there and selling it for like $60 an eighth. I'm just like, all that was just packaging. Just give me my Ziploc bag and call it a day.
Yeah, that's when I found out. Now everybody is a little even, but when it first started, like the commercial, you know, point of everything, the people that were coming through with the nicest, fanciest stuff had the shittiest anybody else. Like, I'm buying from this guy just coming in, you know, like straight from the farm, is fresh. Like this.
I like that. Farm is fresh. Oh man, he said that shit is squirrel fur. He's silly. All right. To stay in touch with Kamiya, we have a website here. What is the best way? Is it YouTube? Facebook, yeah, Instagram.
Instagram, Kamiya MFG, and we're on Facebook too, Kamiya MFG. So you can follow us there. And then we have a newsletter. You can sign up on our website and then you'll get latest, you know, the new products that are coming out. We just launched some new drinks. We do them sugar-free drinks, you know, different things. If you're in California, you can buy our stuff too. But if you're not in California, then just keep a watch out from our brand and follow us on Instagram.
Send her a DM, y'all. Just send her a DM. Y'all. It's all good. I love it. Thank you. This was a great show. Thank you for having a conversation about the difference between blunts and joints. And as always, for you guys out here still watching or watching a replay, check out cannabistherapynetwork.org, where you can get into your free hub. You can watch through all of our content. Yes, we're on YouTube. Yes, we're on Spotify. But if you want to search through all our content and go and get bonus content, go to cannabistherapynetwork.org and join the free hub of all of our content. And if you're in the Detroit area, or if you're not, it's all good. You can join the Craft Cannabis Club, which is a private club locally here in Detroit, but we do ship hemp boxes across all 50 states. And then, of course, our podcast. We do a new podcast every single week, every Wednesday. And then now we're going to add some more bonus stuff. I'm actually going into my grow and recording. It's kind of weird, Mindy. I used to always avoid cameras. Like, now I'm actually like recording what I'm doing. So I'm going to start recording some how to grow stuff based upon a lot of questions and feedback on growing. So that's what's up.
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for putting that education out there, because I think people need it. And anytime you want me back, just holler at me. I'll be here.
I love it. Thank you, Millie. And if I'm ever out there in Sacramento, California, I'm definitely hitting you up for those sugar-free drinks.
Please. Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right, everybody. With that said, keep life rolling. I'll see y'all next time. Peace out. Thanks for listening to the Cannabis Therapy Podcast. For more cannabis therapy blogs and resources, check our website, cannabistherapynetwork.org, cannabistherapynetwork.org.